For this Wednesday, April 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. North Posey High School shared a post on Facebook that Milk and Sugar is having a give back day today, and 25% of sales will be donated back to North Posey BPA. Parker's Settlement and Franklin Street locations will be participating in this give back. Two North Posey BPA students have qualified for the national contest in Chicago. This give back will help pay for the students' expenses. Maverick baseball lost at Washington last night 10-1. The Wildcats are back at home tonight against Boonville, first pitch at 5:30. Malvern softball did not play last night, but they returned to action home against Harrison this evening, first pitch at 5 o'clock. The North Posey baseball team had their game at home against Heritage Hills last night, postponed to Friday night. The Vikings baseball team welcomes Vincennes tonight at 5 o'clock. North Posey softball plays host to Tecumseh this evening, first pitch at 5 o'clock. You will be able to hear that game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Now, earlier this week, the high school baseball rankings came out, and the North Posey Vikings are ranked 7th in Class 2A. Other teams ranked in Class 2A across the tri-state includes Forest Park, they're ranked 1st, and Modern Day is 11th. In Class 4A, North is 4th and Castle is 12th. Class 3A has Princeton 6th, Memorial 9th, Jasper 10th, and Heritage Hill is 12th. Finally, in Class 1A, Evansville Christian and Tecumseh are both 11th. In high school softball, the Mount Vernon Wildcats are ranked 6th in Class 3A. Gibson Southern is 1st and Heritage Hills is 12th. In Class 2A, the North Posey Vikings are 5th. Class 4A has Castle 2nd. And Class 1A includes Tecumseh 2nd and Barrieve 6th. Switching to some news just outside of Posey County, as yesterday, Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry spoke at Bally's on her first 100 days in office. The mayor has implemented a new parks police unit for safety, improved road conditions, and is in the beginning stages of creating more affordable housing for Evansville. Her team has already created 81 newly constructed affordable rental units and 48 renovated units. Mayor Terry's administration wants to tackle high utility costs, including electric and water rates. The mayor also shared big development announcements. Citizens could expect a new aquatic center and a revamp to the riverfront. The Mesker Amphitheater is also seeing improvements. Mayor Terry sharing that the city is in its early stages of conversation with a private developer. A plan to develop 420 Main Street is also in the works for downtown Evansville that could see a completion by 2026. The city is still working to tackle issues like engaging the youth, opioid use, and group violence. Plans on the downtown projects could be released as early as May of this year. Switching back to the sports scene, from local college sports last night, Evansville baseball smashed Butler on the road 15-5 in 7 innings. The Purple Aces improved to 15-17 and will be home on Friday for the start of a 3-game Missouri Valley Conference Series against Illinois State. USI baseball lost their third straight game at St. Louis last night 13-5. The Screaming Eagles fall to 5 games below 500 at 14-19 and will hit the road for a 3-game OVC series at Southeast Missouri State on Friday. From Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were able to even up the 3-game series at home with the Phillies as they took Game 2 last night 3-0. Sonny Gray earned the win in his Cardinals debut as he tossed 5 scoreless innings. Nolan Gorman launched his 3rd home run of the year. The Redbirds improved to 6-6 and wrap up their series with the Phillies today at 12:15. The Cincinnati Reds fell short at home against the Milwaukee Brewers 9-5. Cincy drops to 6-5 and the two teams continue their 4-game set tonight at 5:40. Finishing up in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers hammered the Raptors in Toronto 140-123. Tyrese Halliburton poured in 30 points to pace Indiana, and OB Toppin added 23 points. The Pacers improved to 46-34, and with just 2 games left in the regular season, their magic number lock up a top 6 spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs and miss out on the play-in tournament is down to just 1 game. They travel to Cleveland on Friday and finish up the regular season at home on Sunday against Atlanta. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, April 10th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.